Section 4.1, playing and copying USB external media. We've talked of how we can use the short USB cable that comes in the Streambox to connect USB external media, such as a flash thumb drive, the book cartridge from the National Library Service in the United States, or indeed the Stream USB CD accessory that Humanware sells. What I'm about to describe is the same procedure for any of these media. The example I'm going to use is the book cartridge from the National Library Service. This is in fact a USB thumb drive. There is a USB connector at the end opposite of the finger hole. So I'm going to take my short USB cable and attach it to this book cartridge. I'm going to attach the other end of the USB cable to my Stream USB at the top left corner. Just before I do that, let me confirm where I am on the stream. I'll press play.
Climbing the highest mountain.
So I'm in the Daisy Talking sample book, Climbing the Highest Mountain. Now I'm going to attach the book cartridge on the short USB cable to my stream.
Message in the Sky. Corey's Underground Railroad Diary, Book 3. Copyright 2003 by Sharon Dennis Wyeth. Read by Michael Rosato. This book contains 102 pages.
The stream recognized the book cartridge and automatically started playing the National Library Service book that's on the cartridge. Let's see what happens if I press the bookshelf key.
Bookshelf. Talking books. 5. Books. USB. 1.
Message in the Sky. Corey's Underground Railroad Diary. Book 3.
We now see that there's 5 books on the talking books bookshelf, and the first one is from the USB book cartridge. In fact, we heard the word USB announced ahead of the title. If I advance with key 6 and review the other 4 books,
SD 2,
Climbing the Highest Mountain,
SD 3,
Call of the Wild,
SD 4,
Bonnie Stern's Essential,
SD 5,
Kleewick,
USB 1.
Message in the Sky, Corey's Underground Railroad Diary, Book 3.
And we come around again to the USB book on the cartridge. So the stream conveniently looks at the combined list of titles on the SD and the USB and adds them all to the bookshelf. If there were multiple titles on the USB media, they would all be added to the bookshelf, and we would know which title is on which media because we hear either USB or SD announced ahead of the title. We also have the book copy feature available when we're playing the book. I'm going to return to playing the book cartridge.
Approximate reading time, 1 hour.
And now, while it's playing, I'm going to press key 3.
Copy book to SD. Please confirm with play, stop, or cancel with any other key.
So I'm going to press the play to confirm this book copy. And we'll hear some messages telling us that the cartridge book is being copied to the SD card.
Please wait, 22%.
So the copy is underway. We're hearing the percentage complete.
Please wait, 42%.
I'll just pause the recording and let this finish. And now I've resumed the recording.
Please wait, 99%. Copy completed.
And the book is copied. I'm going to unplug the short USB cable and remove the book cartridge from my stream.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
And we're back to Climbing the Highest Mountain. I'm going to press the bookshelf key, key 1.
Bookshelf, talking books, 5, books, 1.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
So we hear again that there are 5 books. But we don't hear SD anymore. That's because all the books are on the SD card, including the one we just copied. Let me press the number 4 key to back up to the 5th book.
5.
Message in the Sky. Corey's Underground Railroad Diary, Book 3.
And there it is. Again, this same process that I just illustrated does apply if you're connecting an ordinary USB flash thumb drive or the Stream CD accessory. Please do not connect any CD accessory, only the one that Humanware sells. Other USB CD drives may damage the stream.